Thank you very much, Mrs. Secretary General, President of the Permanent Council, Ambassador Hoyos of Colombia, representatives from the OAS, everybody good morning, and thank you all for being here to witness this very important occasion for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. As I was saying to the Secretary General just a moment ago, we are very, very proud that St. Vincent and the Grenadines is showing its maturity in seeking to bring to the people their own constitution, an autochthonous constitution that is homegrown. This is as a result of 6 years of laboring in consulting with Vincentians, both at home and abroad in the diaspora, because we do have a very large diaspora, in getting their ideas and canvassing their ideas into this document, which is being presented for the people to determine their own future. We gained our independence in 1979. We celebrated 30 years of independence just last month in October, and we do believe that it is time that we have a document which we can claim to be our own. Some of the most salient features of the proposed constitution would be for the country to be a republic. Should the constitution be passed, it would be one that would remove the queen as the head of state, and there would be a president who is nominated by both sides of the political parties, both the government and the opposition. We also seek to have our own final court of appeal, the Caribbean Court of Justice, rather than the Privy Council in England. We seek to have a system where there is more representation, better representation in the National Assembly, so that instead of just proportional representation, we would have a mixed system that would be better representative. We wish to have the participation of civil society. For the first time, civil society is being invited to be a part of the National Assembly and to take part in the debates. We also seek to have a system whereby there is greater integration. The document itself, the proposed constitution, would foster greater integration within the Caribbean. So what we have is a document which is eminently superior to the one which we have now. And we are hoping that the people themselves would speak in a very positive manner and favor this document. And because of the seminal importance of this document, we are very grateful to the OAS for participation with us on this important matter. The OAS has been there going to meetings in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, participating with our electoral officers, setting up workshops, and giving guidance as to how we can make this process one that is very good, transparent, and one that can be replicated. In fact, we're happy to be the trailblazers in the OECS because other countries in the OECS are themselves looking at constitutional reform. And if what we have is seen as a best practice guide, then it would be a model to follow. And so we are very grateful that the OAS has been there and will be there next week to observe our referendum. And so, Mr. Secretary General, I wish to thank you and to thank everybody for their support.
Now with you, His Excellency Jose Miguel Insulza, Secretary General of the Organization of American States.
Thank you very much, and thank you for this opportunity of signing this agreement that will permit us to send the observation mission to St. Vincent and the Grenadines on November 25th. I should say first that this is a matter of great interest for all the region. As you say, it's the first referendum, and not only the first referendum in St. Vincent, but also in the Eastern Caribbean since independence. And I should say that we have, to a certain extent, been involved, of course, not in the contents, but with technical assistance. The OAS, as you know, through FEMCD, financed part of the work of the Constitutional Review Commission, which in the years 2002-2003 began working to draft the proposed changes. This has been a long process, therefore, yes. And we're very happy to have been instrumental to that. In May of this year, we already sent also our Department of Electoral Cooperation and Observation sent an expert, the former Chief of Elections Ontario of Canada, to work with the Electoral Department to prepare for the referendum process. He helped them design the work plan, made some important technical recommendations, which were all carried out. And so I think that this is a very well prepared referendum, and we know that our mission is going to have, as usually, do a good job. The director of the department is here, but in a country in which usually these matters are dealt with great tranquility and with a lot with a very reasonable participation. So we hope that that everything will work well. Of course, I should say that in your 30th anniversary on the independence, you'll face 31st, I think, this year, right? 27. We are faced with a big challenge, and I know that the big challenge for the government, of course, is big because it's a large majority that's required to approve the new constitution. So we wish you well. We wish well to the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we hope that that you will be able to carry out this very important task, and that we will also contribute to that process. Thank you very much. Thank you. I think it was.